fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Your friends don't play fantasy? LOL. What a bunch of nerds.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Eve.
Bonus podcast Saturday. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Christmas Eve, Hanukkah, whatever holiday you're celebrating. Happy, happy holidays, and thank you for celebrating and spending your time with us. We are actually recording on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, but we wanted to get to a lot of your emails. Adam and Jamie here. Happy holidays, Jamie.
Happy holidays, Adam.
You feeling good about our contest?
Our matchup?
Yeah, our matchup.
No, because usually whenever we go head-to-head, you win.
Oh. Well, what does that say?
Well, I mean, look, I hope that Drew Brees and Devontae Freeman and
stop
AJ Green and
okay. Dontrell, you have a good team. It's a very good team. The email address, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Quick run through the news. Tyler Eifert will not play. Vontaze Burfict will not play in tonight's game, Cincinnati at Houston. Actually, just got off the phone with a friend, and I told him to start the Bengals DST over the Falcons and the Titans. That was before I knew about Vontaze Burfict. You may have disagreed with that beforehand. Do you disagree with it now?
Yeah, you can't trust the Bengals DST. It's going to be interesting to see now that, man, it would be so nice if there was one tight end for the Bengals, for the Texans.
Yeah.
Because now you don't know which one to trust. So we'll see. While we're recording this, we don't have the official injury report yet for the Texans. But Burfict being out helps those tight ends and certainly helps Lamar Miller.
And Tyler Eifert out. So... Yeah, what does that mean? Anything?
Well, I mean, you know, the people that were counting on Eifert, you got to go see if Hunter Henry's still available to you. You know, Charles Clay, Deion Sims, those guys are probably out there as well. And it does not look like Jordan Reed is going to play either. He missed practice all week, did not practice on Friday either. So Vernon Davis is now in play.
Okay. And Adrian Peterson will not play. I don't really think that changes anything, right?
I moved... Since our Friday podcast.
Oh, right. McKinnon. Yeah.
McKinnon moved up. He was already a starter for me in PPR. Now that solidifies it. And now if you're stuck, look, Matt Asiata, pretty good track record scoring touchdowns. So you can buy into him maybe as a flex.
Okay, right. And Peterson being out means McKinnon might get double-digit carries. He'd gotten like 14, I think, the week before Peterson came back. So
He had 17, at least 17 touches in two of his last four games prior to last week.
Time for the emails. Shay from Minneapolis. Adam, you mentioned earlier that people were asking you about Saints receivers and you were having a hard time giving advice. I think an easy answer for you would be to tell people to always start Lance Moore at home. That would go, that was your go-to for about 4 years in a row. Indoor Lance Moore. Remember that?
Yep. Now it's, you should find a way to work in cooking inside.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. Cooking inside. Yeah. All right. And I have been recommending Brandon Cooks. This is from John. Dear Christmas, Hanukkah, and Festivus, now that the Cowboys clinched, is there any chance they'll mail it in, giving Matthew Stafford the potential for 20-plus this week? I need to decide between Stafford and Barkley.
I mean, I think you could say that Stafford could get there whether they mail it in or not, but my guess would be the answer is not, and Stafford has really struggled. He's had one good game. Really, in his last six or seven, I don't know the exact number, but it's the Saints game was the outlier. Otherwise, he's been kind of a mediocre fantasy quarterback. So I don't know how much you want to buy into him against, unless we knew the Cowboys were. This was week 17 and Stafford's playing for something and the Cowboys are not, different story, but I still think the Cowboys are going to play their guys.
Yeah, but are you going to start Matt Barkley over Stafford?
Yeah, I would do that anyway.
You would? All right. Here's one from Lou. PPR league, two flex spots. PPR. Stephon Diggs, Kenneth Farrow, Alshon Jeffrey, Marquise Lee.
I would gamble on Farrow just because of the matchup, and hopefully he still gets 15-plus touches, which I would imagine is still the case. And then it comes down to, you know, what your trust level is in Alshon Jeffrey. But I think just in terms of upside, he probably has the most upside of that group. The one thing that concerns me about Jeffrey is Josh Norman is openly talking about how he got snubbed from the Pro Bowl. So... my guess is he tries to put on a good performance.
Have you noticed that Josh Norman talks a lot?
No, does he?
Yeah, he sure does. Mm. Now, maybe not as much as Richard Sherman. Those cornerbacks are the new wide receiver. Okay, from Angie, LeGarrette Blount or Rob Kelly?
I like both this week. I've kind of gone back and forth on it, you know, with what Blunt's scenario should be. But the thing that brings me back to Kelly over Blunt is what happened last week with Deion Lewis getting so much work. So if they're going to continue to do that, it just downgrades Blunt a little bit. But I find a hard time believing that he's not going to score. But Kelly's, you know, six catches his last two games and good matchup without Eddie Goldman in there too.
This is Philly from Winnipeg. Dear, I've got a lot of problems with you people and you're going to hear about it. Is that a reference to something?
I don't know.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't. He likes us. So he needs some help deciding on his wide receiver three. Rishard Matthews, Larry Fitzgerald, Tyler Lockett, Alshon Jeffrey. Rishard Matthews, Larry Fitzgerald, Lockett, Jeffrey.
Did he say standard or PPR?
Did not say.
I guess I'd probably gamble on Matthews just based on upside and still Jeffrey too.
Oh, I think he only needs one.
Jeffrey.
Alrighty. Here's Mark from your favorite New Jersey pizza joint, which is Cheapies. Dear Ralphie, Randy, Flick, and Schwartz.
No idea.
Is that a Christmas story?
Maybe.
Randy, Flick. That is going to be, yeah, a Christmas story. Come on, Ralphie, this time of year? It's a Christmas story. I need some help. I'm starting Bilal Powell, and I have Robbie Anderson in a standard scoring league, but there's no way I can start two Jets, right? So, Allen Robinson, Deion Lewis, Kenneth Dixon, Dante Moncrief, and J.J. Nelson. Allen Robinson, Deion Lewis, Dante Moncrief, Kenneth Dixon, J.J. Nelson. Would you flex any of them over Robbie Anderson?
I mean, look, you could gamble on Robinson if you really want to just avoid the two Jets.
What about Moncrief? What about Moncrief?
Moncrief, I think, might be the safest. I have him ranked the highest.
Here's another way to look at it.
Huh?
Here's another way to look at it. Sorry, Jamie. I started Cooper and Crabtree, right? And I still do. Because I feel like there's almost no way they're both going to have a bad game unless they're facing Denver. So with Powell and Robbie Anderson, I feel like either they're getting blown out, Powell has no role, that means Anderson should be better, or they both could be good. In other words, I think it's unlikely both are bad. That's what I'm saying.
But they both could be bad, though.
They could.
There's a much different talent level when you're talking about Crabtree and Cooper compared to Powell and Anderson.
If he were getting Malcolm Butler, you think that's going to happen? I feel like Butler will be on Marshall.
I don't think that they really change their coverage. So, yes, it could be Butler on Marshall or Rowe on Marshall.
All right, so what's your answer here? You going Robbie Anderson or someone else?
I would probably go Moncrief.
Moncrief, okay. This is Eric in Grand Rapids. Dear Nick, Drew, Jeff, and Justin. I don't know. In sync, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. The question, I need to beat, yeah. Typo there. I need to beat my arrogant older brother in our championship. PPR, I need three. Jarvis Landry, Kenny Britt, Sammy Watkins, Rishard Matthews, Malcolm Mitchell, Ty Montgomery. Landry, Britt, Watkins, Rishard Matthews, Mitchell, Montgomery, pick three.
Mitchell for me is a lock. Montgomery is a lock. And then I would probably go Landry as the third guy in PPR.
By the way, this is 98 degrees, not in sync. My B.
Oh, wow.
Eric also says, it's something I never thought about. By the way, if a movie has multiple sequels and not a single one is remotely a Christmas movie, the first one cannot be considered a Christmas movie.
I mean, the scenarios that people come up with to try and prove that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie just continue to get worse and worse.
I actually think Die Hard 2 might be set during Christmas, which is also not a Christmas movie.
It is! She's coming home for Christmas. Okay. We're just going to visit him for Christmas, whatever it is.
All right, Sean from the city of the NFC's number one seed. We know that. Happy holidays, Dave, Jamie, and Adam. Thank you for getting me into the final. How about this? Finals in four of his six leagues.
Nice.
In my main league, I'm facing my cousin who's never won, and I'm going for a four-peat. I was the number one regular season team. Didn't have a single injury all year, but Melvin Gordon is probably not playing, and Lamar Miller and Tyler Eifert's out, haven't practiced. So if they're questionable. Okay, yes, you have to go Hunter Henry. But since Lamar Miller is at night, should I play Thomas Rawls instead just to be safe?
I like Rawls better than Miller right now. Now, that was before the perfect injury, so I might have to reevaluate that. But he's a great fallback option. You know, I mean, most likely is going to happen is Lamar Miller's going to be listed as questionable. It'll be one of the ones that we're following, you know, going into our show on, well, I guess, no, our show would have aired by the time you listen to this. Hold on. If you listen to it Saturday morning, we have a show at 11 a.m. Eastern on CBSSports.com.
There you go.
And, simulcast on CBS Sports Radio. So, you know, between, me, Dave, Heath, maybe Adam, if he has some time, we'll be tweeting the inactives and actives. You can follow that as well. Hopefully, Lamar Miller plays.
By the way, Tyrann Mathieu out for the season.
Wow.
So, Dave, I envy that, said, helps Baldwin. Yep. Doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
And as we're talking, Lamar Miller's status just came across. He's officially questionable.
Okay.
And Matt Forte is doubtful.
Chris from somewhere in Oklahoma. Let's just say Norman, because we don't really know Oklahoma that well. Hey, George, John, and Donald. I believe those would be, well, Bush, maybe McCain, and Trump?
Sure.
Yeah. Pick two receivers and a flex. Standard scoring. Michael Thomas, Tyrell Williams, Malcolm Mitchell, Sammy Watkins, Taylor Gabriel, and Tyler Lockett. Let's go two receivers first. Michael Thomas, Tyrell Williams, Malcolm Mitchell, Sammy Watkins, Taylor Gabriel, Tyler Lockett.
Thomas and Mitchell.
And then let's get a flex between Tyrell, Bilal Powell, Sammy Watkins, Gabriel, and Lockett.
Bilal Powell.
Okay. Jamie says Bilal more. I say Bilal. You're probably right. This is from Fat Pat in Ohio. Happy Christmas, Merry New Year, 20 yards, well, I guess a point for every 20 rushing yards and 25 receiving. Who would you start, Steve Smith or Deion Lewis? Those are my only choices.
Like you can't go to waivers and get Cameron Meredith?
Yeah, if you can, do that. If not, Smith or Lewis?
I'd probably go Smith just because, I don't, you know, Lewis, he could always be 35 rushing yards. You know, you're getting 2 points out of that.
Right. Also, Pat says, I absolutely love the app Draft, and then he gave me his username, and I invited him to a contest. Good stuff.
Yeah, go look at Cameron Meredith, look at Eli Rogers, look at maybe if you get Kenneth Farrell.
Hey, who do you like this week, by the way, Hunter Henry or Vernon Davis?
Hunter Henry.
Okay, thanks. I'll let my friend know. He just texted me. This is from Vincent from a city in New Mexico. Dear Al, Hans, and John, that's diehard. In a 12-team PPR, who would you flex? Devontae Adams, Larry Fitzgerald, or Dontrell Inman?
I still think there's more upside with Adams than Inman. Although, I hope Dontrell Inman has a big day against you.
Does the fact that my opponent owns Rodgers make me more likely to play Adams or otherwise? No?
Shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I agree. And Adam, could you please put a Christmas hex on my opponent and declare either the Raiders Colts or the Falcons Panthers the Bonanza?
You already did.
I did. I most certainly did not.
You did. You said Raiders Colts was the B word.
You said that, not
nope,
me.
Nope, you did.
I'm not even sure I believe that.
But you said it.
We're going to have a lot of points this weekend. I'm feeling better about it.
Yep, you said it. B word.
I'm tired of all these lousy, low-scoring weeks. The quarterbacks have been so bad lately.
I think they went in the over on Thursday night, right?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The over was like 42.
You want to hear some gambling about Thursday night game?
Sure.
Well, you know I was pretty confident.
Yeah.
So I took the Giants -2.
Okay.
And then by kickoff they were +1.
Yep.
So I almost like doubled it. And I don't bet much. My philosophy is never ever bet more than you care to like that would bother you if you lost. So I bet very little. But I kind of bet, you know, for me a lot. And the Giants are getting killed 14-0. So I bet again, Giants +9.5 when they were down 14-0. And luckily, I got that. But wow, I was way off on that. I would imagine I have no idea, Jamie, honestly, on the over-under. Okay, good story. Thanks, Adam. This is, this is from JJ. Standard scoring for the flex. Rob Kelly, Spencer Ware, or Deion Lewis?
Rob Kelly.
Cousins or Winston?
We had a question on our Fantasy Football Today show. I'm curious your answer. Taylor Gabriel or Rob Kelly in a standard league?
Rob Kelly.
No, I'm sorry, PPR league.
Rob Kelly.
Yeah.
Dave went Gabriel?
Yes.
Yeah, look, like I said, Gabriel had 4 out of 5 really good games before Julio Jones got hurt.
Four out of five really good fantasy games. They were somewhat fluky, though.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that he just doesn't – he's not quite involved enough.
I just think he had, you know, the red zone touchdown last week. I don't know if he gets those with Julio.
Yeah, I would go Kelly. I think Kelly's going to have a really good game. And
me
running
too.
Backs, I tend to favor over receivers.
Eddie Goldman was placed on injured reserve.
Oh, there you go. This is from Ryan.
We didn't finish the other one. It was Winston or who?
Cousins. Oh, yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Cousins.
From Ryan in a standard league, two receivers, Dontrell Inman, Malcolm Mitchell, Pierre Garçon, Stephon Diggs.
Mitchell and Inman.
Do you have Inman in any leagues this week?
I have Inman in one league against you and one yeah. league in our magazine league.
Okay. And our next one is from Nolan. This is funny. Dear Ken, Colt, Seneca, Brandon, Thad, Brian, Johnny, Connor, Austin, Josh, Cody, and Robert. Those are Browns quarterbacks since 2008.
Ugh.
I need your advice, receivers and flex, standard scoring. Pick four of the following players. Okay, get your pens and pencils out. Who used a pencil? Mike Evans, AJ Green, Michael Thomas. Probably going with those three. So let's get one more. Malcolm Mitchell, Julian Edelman, Golden Tate, or Tyrell Williams?
Every question revolves around Malcolm Mitchell. I wonder if he had played well last week against the Broncos, if people would still have that same question.
Probably not.
Because these three games prior to that were awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to start him over Edelman and Tate. That's not easy.
It is for me.
Especially in standard. Okay. This is from Clinton in a county seat in West Central Ohio. I have absolutely no idea what that means.
Nope.
Dear Butch, Romeo, Eric, and Pat.
Browns coaches?
Yeah. PPR, I need two. Hyde, Rawls, Devontae Adams, Brandon Cooks. Help me beat my brother-in-law for my first championship in this seven-year-old league. Hyde,
just
Rawls,
two?
Adams, Cooks, Jamie.
Just two?
Yeah, PPR.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hyde and Cooks.
Hyde and Cooks, okay. Cooking indoors. Mike in Sacramento. Dear McManus, Keaton, Fenster, and Hockney.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah, it's a good one. Let me ask you, if you knew the end of that movie and that was the only thing you knew, or like, let's say I had never seen it, but I knew the ending, would you recommend I watch it, or you think it'd be worthless?
I'd recommend you watch it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
so
in
good.
A 2-week championship, combined totals for weeks 16 and 17. So, 10-team standard scoring. Let's see. Four wide receivers for two spots. I'm guessing he can change his lineup after this week. But pick two. A.J. Green, Devontae Adams, Malcolm Mitchell, Demaryius Thomas.
A.J. Green and Malcolm Mitchell.
I'm going to say this because we've gotten so many questions. I've gotten some feedback. If you are not comfortable starting AJ Green or Julio Jones and you have top 15 options, fine. Get away from them. That's totally understandable. It's your team. You have to feel comfortable. These are, you know, Demaryius Thomas is a good option. Malcolm Mitchell, I don't know. Maybe not. No, he's a good option, but like, you know, Brandon Cooks, if you want to sit AJ Green or Julio for him, fine. It's your team. It's your championship. You do what makes you feel comfortable. I get it if you're a little squeamish. This is from Adnan from Sioux City. Dear Alex, Pat, Chuck, and Richard.
Game show hosts.
Good job. 17-week standard scoring league. Show him what he's won. Nothing. 17-week standard scoring league. I'm in the semifinals. Give me three of these five options. Julio Jones, Mike Evans, Michael Thomas, DeSean Jackson, Ty Montgomery. Standard.
Evans. Jones, Ty Montgomery.
Oh, okay. And Blake from Mountain City, a mountain city in California by a lake.
Tahoe?
Is Tahoe in California?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it's maybe in Utah. And I've been there, but not since I was a kid. Time to hit the Google.
Oh, the au pair took you?
No, the au pair, she wasn't invited. Where is Lake Tahoe? Lake Tahoe is in, I said Utah, I meant Nevada. But it straddles the border between California and Nevada. So that, man, I feel like an idiot right now. Dear Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde. Them I don't know. I need to start two of these wide receivers. Alshon, Watkins, Landry, Taylor Gabriel, Malcolm Mitchell, or Dante Moncrief.
Ooh, standard PPR.
Don't know.
Standard, I'm going to go Mitchell and Moncrief. PPR, I'm going to go Mitchell and Landry.
No Watkins?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mitchell and Watkins for both.
Mitchell and Watkins for both, okay. This is from Kyle. Fourth straight title game, thanks to our help. Thank you so much, Kyle. Good luck. Need some PPR, pick two. Jarvis Landry, Alshon Jeffrey, LeGarrette Blount, Doug Martin, Dontrell Inman.
PPR.
Yeah, Landry, Alshon, Blount, Martin, Inman.
Landry and Inman.
And Richard from Texas, our last one. Richard from Dallas says, Dear Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, Die Hard, and Lethal Weapon. Ha ha. Appreciate y'all's help. Playing for a fantasy football title in my 10-team half-point PPR league, I need to start one flex. Moncrief, Tyrell Williams, Sammy Watkins, Derrick Henry.
Well, this is a man with great movie taste.
Yeah.
Accurate movie taste.
Mm-hmm.
did he say standard PPR? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said half point.
Half point.
Moncrief, Tyrell, Watkins, Henry.
Watkins.
And give me a tight end to pick up. Fedorowicz, Clay, Hunter Henry, Sims, Griffin.
Henry.
Vernon Davis. Ebron. There we go.
Henry.
Henry. Oh, Henry.
Oh, Henry.
All right. Jamie, that's it. Thanks, man.
This was fun.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to do more of these. Maybe next year we'll make these more regular.
This was like our radio show, only not 4 hours.
I know. Yeah. Gosh. Radio show's a blast. Please listen to us next Saturday night. Next Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on New Year's Eve.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to give you my top 10 players at every position for next Saturday for 2017.
Okay. I mean, we could do that, or we could just do like round one.
Both.
Okay, fine, Jamie. Have it your way. We'll do both.
Well, I'll give you players. You could just read them
I'm
off.
I'm just kidding. It would be wonderful. But don't, you know, we got to save some of the content for the podcast. So, you know, there's that. For Jamie Eisenberg, I'm Adam Azer. I want to thank you all for listening. Enjoy your holiday. Have a great weekend. Chris Towers and I are back on Monday to recap the weekend's action. See you later.
Bye.